Here we go. This is where the technical department gets good. Hello, Graham. Graham, Sports Freak from Wellington. G'day.
Good morning. How are you?
Sav, are you on the other line? No. Okay. Here we go. I think he is. Oh, there he is. Andrew. No, he can't hear you. It's your phone. It's not ours. Now push the ADSL link. Yeah, that's it. Say hi to Graham.
Hello, Graham.
Hello, Andrew. Good morning.
I tell you what, if you wanted to see a red ball, shiny ball, and no quarter given, Alan Border and Brendan in the studio, I peppered them both, Sav.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh, come on, son.
Border would have to be one of the hardest sportsmen you'd ever meet, wouldn't he?
Yes. Yes.
That he's got those steely blue eyes,
yep,
that pierce you,
mm-hmm,
and that you just know that if whatever you say is going to be frowned upon.
Oh, look, he's looking at you like you are the idiot you are. I mean, there's no question about that. Yeah,
I've been sledged by two Australian cricket captains in my time. One of them was Alan Border, the other was Steve Waugh. Alan Border, I was standing next to him in a urinal.
Oh, here we go.
At the Australian Tennis Open. And we'd been at a function with Gordon Tallis, Alan Border, the tennis one day.
God, I tell you what, you picked the right one then, didn't you? I wouldn't be sledging Tallis at the urinal.
I won't repeat what Border said to me in the urinal. And the other one was Steve Waugh. And Steve Waugh, I did a live report with him. And Steve Waugh, 10 seconds before we were on air, he said, "Don't F this up."
So what are you going to come in? You're going to come in with the yips, aren't you? Whoops, there we go, yeah.
He looked at me, stared at me. "This is live?" I said, "Yes." He goes, "Don't F it up."
Brilliant.
Anyway.
Graham, your thoughts about Alan Border?
Yeah, there was just something about him, wasn't there? You know, and when he stared at you, you could just tell he was thinking, "Who are you?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are you? Why am I playing against you? And the thing I liked about Border is he always saved his best for when Australia was in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, the complete opposite of a fat trick bully. He got all those runs against that West Indian side of the 1980s, you know. And he'd often go in with a 30 for three, and then he'd bat till the end of the inning.
Yeah. Yep. I was saying to him off air. No, this is about me. No, this is back off both of you for a second. Yeah.
The cut shots and the pull shots. He was just a real, technically not the greatest ever, but gee whiz. As far as bottle and heart's concerned, there was no one tougher than Alan Border. I love the battles he had with John Bracewell, remember?
Yeah, that's right. God, that's yeah.
Bracewell got him out of Eden Park a couple of times, I think, beautifully bowled off spinners, and they were at each other. It was fantastic.
Yeah, what is that, Graham? What is that, that he was always, and Waugh was, I suppose, the same, that they talked about as being batsmen that weren't as technically gifted as, say, a Chappell or a Marty Crowe or somebody like that, you know, but at the same time, their track records, 50, I mean, you hear two guys that get 50 as an average in Test cricket.
They were just both so gutsy. And, you know, if you think back to that 1985 tour of Australia where, you know, Hadley's tour, for want of a better term, you know, even he struggled to get Border out on that tour. Border got a lot of runs in that series, and it was sort of made for him because his side was in trouble. They were up against quality opposition, and that was when Border the best.
Yeah, I was saying to him off air when we were just chatting, me and Alan Hayden.
Al, you can call me Al.
Yeah, the 196 that he got against England was my favourite Alan Border innings, and not because, you know, I just remember it at the time that he was the only person who was batting for them.
And I think he got a couple of 150s against West Indies.
Yeah.
They still lost.
His top score is only 205. I may say only 205, Andrew, but, you know, it's not like, you know, he hit 300 or anything like that. So his average of 50, it just, when you put that in perspective.
And as Graham said, let's not forget, he was at his peak or the middle of his career when the Aussie team was terrible, but he stood out like a beacon through his toughness. Was it him that told, was it Border that told a bowler that wouldn't go and field where he wanted them to go home?
There was McDermott, home. Yeah.
Was it McDermott? Yeah. And I bumped into Craig McDermott at Eden Park on Monday out covering the Aussies, and gee, he's a hard bugger still. He was so fiery, wasn't he? I hated Craig McDermott.
Well, he's got that red head thing going on too.
Yeah.
You know?
The anger management thing.
Yeah, you just know, babe, yeah. But look, that's how they play their cricket.
Yeah, the other quote from Border is that when Dean Jones was throwing up, having scored 200 in Madras or Delhi, wherever it was, he said, "Oh, we'll go back to the pavilion then, and we'll get a real Aussie out here."
No, that's just what I was going to say. Absolutely, Marvel. Well, we got issues. We need to talk.
We need to talk.
So Arsenal choking it up at the top of the Premier League at the moment, but you Spurs fans, hey, here we go. Come on, here we go.
Big time, yeah.
Come on, stick your neck out, boys. Do it. Go early.
No, we're just quietly going about our business.
Quietly going out our business. You're never going to win nothing quietly going about your business, mate.
The best
We're never going to win anything talking it up either.
The best goal difference in the league, the best attack in the league.
Here we go.
The best defence?
Best defence, I think, too, yes.
Leicester, you know, the Leicester every week we say, are they, can they, will they, and they still do it, so...
Well, they certainly
can. What is next year hold for United? The Europa League? Who is it, Spartak?
Oh, here we go. It's all right. You're about to start playing that as well. You've won nothing. You've 14 games to go, and you're going to drop out of the top four, so say it. Hey, tell you what, Andrew, I was going to say, have you been up to the protest?
Well, I'm actually sitting in our corner office. Again, I can see your building, and we're right across the road from Sky City where these protesters are. I've never seen a more motley, unwashed, unemployed bunch in my life.
I tell you what, they were my old mates. They're still doing it.
This is what you used to be like.
I know. I tell you what, I would have been there with knobs on. You know that.
And
four. What are we protesting today about for?
They'll be the same dirty buggers that go up to Waitangi tomorrow and cause a scene, won't they?
Actually, I bumped into Corin, actually, in the coffee shop this morning, Andrew, and said, are you going to Waitangi? He said, oh, yeah, this, mate. He said, Waitangi. He said, going to Waitangi. He said, it's like you're going to Eden Park, mate. This is as good as it gets. Political reporter, you know?
Yeah.
All right then, boys.
Well, you guys get all the fun. You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to go to the hotel where the Australian cricket team is staying, and I want to buy George Bailey a beer.
Because?
Because of that, telling David Warner not to review that LBW.
Yeah, that was gold, wasn't it?
For me, that was the highlight. It was going over the top by about 6 inches.
Yeah, we're going over the top. What about Guppy's hit, mate? By Lord. Eh?
That was
Go and Graham, go and sledge them outside their hotel or do something like that. Not that I would do anything like that either.
Apart from George, we like George.
Final topic, boys.
We need to talk.
Wasn't that a fantastic performance though, last night? Fantastic.
Yeah, it was. Comprehensive. Result. And you've got to celebrate it.
Okay, the crowd gave it to Warner a bit and gave it to the Aussies. Isn't that home advantage?
Yes. There's nothing in it, really, was there?
No, it didn't look too bad. I mean, you know, they weren't throwing toilet seats or fish around or anything.
Actually,
like
when was the toilet seat? That was at Wellington, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was at the stadium. I think it was Brett Lee.
Got a toilet seat,
okay. Kind of seemed appropriate.
Give us a prediction for the series before you go, boys. Don't talk about the test series because we've already won that 2-0. Just give us the one day.
Well, the Aussie batsmen, I'd say the Aussie batsmen would be better in Wellington, but it's Wellington, but it's whether or not their bowling attack is not the greatest, is it?
Nah.
No disrespect, but not like the heyday. So can the Aussie bowlers improve enough in Wellington? I don't know. You've got to give
stick your bloody neck out, mate.
The Black Caps are in fantastic. Well, most of the batsmen are in fantastic form. I wouldn't be surprised if it was 3-0.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, that's the end of him. Right, cut him off.
I think we'll win in Wellington. I think, as Andrew sort of said, you know, the batsmen aren't quite used to our conditions yet. And yeah, there's nothing to fear in that bowling attack, is there?
Well, they don't have the menace, Graham.
No, they don't. I mean, that guy Hastings looks as if he could be bowling first change for Central District. He's that kind of player, isn't he? Or maybe packing down on the side of the scrum or something like that. I think we might let them win in Hamilton, you know, in the dead rubber so they get all cocky before the test series.